Meeting with the president of France, President Trump said today he believes the war in Ukraine could come to an end soon. Stacey Lynn reports.
It's been a rough war, but I think we're close to getting it solved.
President Trump noted that progress has been made.
I'm just glad I was able to help because there was no communication with Russia until I came along.
Macron says he respects the bravery and resistance of the Ukrainian people.
And we do share the objective of peace, but we are very aware of the necessity to have guarantees and solid peace in order to stabilize the situation.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The AFL-CIO is the latest to file suit over an email sent to federal workers suggesting they come up with five things they accomplished last week or risk losing their jobs. Christopher Cruz reports federal workers have also filed suit.
The employees want to block mass layoffs proposed by the Trump administration. The suit says the requirement is the first time in American history that all federal employees have been required to submit reports to the government's HR agency, the Office of Personnel Management. The State Democracy Defenders Fund filed the suit on behalf of unions, businesses, veterans, and conservation organizations.
Correspondent Jim Kersula reports on new uncertainty at national parks.
Some 1,000 National Park Service employees have been fired by the Trump administration. The fate of thousands more seasonal Park Service workers is unclear. Oleg Chamura has lost his job as a custodian at Yosemite National Park.
No one's going to be there to pick up the trash. I mean, you'd be amazed with how many just diapers I pick up off the side of the road, beer bottles, toilet paper.
The turmoil comes just as visitors are planning their spring break and summer travel to national parks. With more than 325 million annual visitors, the parks have been struggling to meet the demand. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Reporter Delia Gallagher in Rome has the latest on the Pope's condition.
The Vatican says it's slightly improved, meaning he hasn't had any further respiratory crises.
He's had pneumonia in both lungs. The world has lost a music legend, as Matt Piper reports.
Roberta Flack was one of the top recording artists of the 1970s.
Drumming my bed with his feet.
That was the original Killing Me Softly, before Lauryn Hill did her own version. Flack became an overnight star.
First time.
After Clint Eastwood used that song in Play Misty for Me in 1971, she'd win the Grammy for Record of the Year for it.
I feel like making love.
Roberta Flack died at home surrounded by family after suffering from ALS. She was 88. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 164. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An early morning fire cleared out the Denny's on Highway 20. South Shore Fire and Rescue was called for the incident, which is said to have started with a malfunctioning light fixture. There was smoke throughout the restaurant and a small fire. No injuries were reported. A late-night crash last night along Sheridan Road in Kenosha County left a 36-year-old Zion woman with serious injuries. Her car ran into a tree near Sheridan and 92nd Place in Pleasant Prairie. Flight for Life was called in, but the injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Nearly 3 years after the shooting at a Lake County 4th of July celebration, a trial has started. Jury selection began in Waukegan today in the trial of Robert Crimo III. He's accused of opening fire from a rooftop during a 2022 4th of July parade in Highland Park, killing 7 and wounding 48. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. The effort to inform the public will be held April 17th at the Gateway iMet building in Sturtevant. Our friends at the Racine County Eye track local real estate. Check out their site today to see some very interesting Caledonia images of a $1.6 million home for sale along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Scroll down to see real estate at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops. The Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight with spotty sprinkles possible and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing,
bud? Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here, and I wish they had this when I was in college. It says here, a South Carolina college is giving out athletic scholarships to people who play cornhole.
Wow. I knew video games was happening, and I begrudgingly support that now. But cornhole?
Cornhole.
Yes. I mean, people are watching that on ESPN Ocho.
So you can watch cornhole on TV and now get an athletic scholarship for it. You're saying they have athletic scholarships for video games, too?
Oh, they do. That's kind of a big deal these days. Yeah.
I had an interesting college scholarship. I got it for 2 years. And all I had to do was sign a thing saying that for those 2 years, I would not drink alcohol or smoke.
Huh.
So I just had to abstain.
Did you honor this agreement?
I did. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. So for 2 years,
were they testing you?
It was a campus ministry scholarship. So I think Whoever was sponsoring it was just, you know, anti-alcohol, and
as long as you're not walking around with a 40-ounce and some Newports, you'll be fine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Now, ask me if I made up for it after the 2 years was over. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, bells are calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Head together and call my
You've got a friend on WRJN, and you've got a friend in me because I'm going to save you some money. That's right. You can go to WRJN.com, find the big deals banner, and save up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. Again, just go to WRJN.com, find that big deals logo, shop from home, up to 50% savings in some cases. Check the site often. We've got new deals every week.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay. Continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow-era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
is La Bamba on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. That song, of course, a Mexican folk song, very popular with mariachi bands, often played at weddings, and really did not become all that popular for Ritchie Valens until after he died in that plane crash along with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Oh,
is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
The Association Along Comes Mary on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. By the way, it's this Friday. The Association going to be in concert with Herman's Hermits. That's going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. Tickets, a few select tickets still available. You can check out the Genesee Theater's website if you want more information on that. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A late-night crash last night along Sheridan Road in Kenosha County left a 36-year-old Zion woman with serious injuries. Her car ran into a tree near Sheridan and 92nd Place in Pleasant Prairie. Flight for Life was called in, but the injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Nearly 3 years after the shooting at a Lake County 4th of July celebration, a trial has started. Jury selection began in Waukegan today in the trial of Robert Crimo III. He's accused of opening fire from a rooftop during a 2022 4th of July parade in Highland Park, killing 7 and wounding 48. He faces over 100 charges, including 21 counts of first-degree murder. A fatal house fire in Union Grove last week claimed the life of a contractor. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise, a construction company owner from Black River Falls, was renovating the property last Thursday. First responders found his body after putting out the fire that broke out at around 8 that night. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. They say space heaters were found in the room he was sleeping in. The exact cause of the fire and his death are yet to be determined. Our friends at the Racine County Eye track local real estate. Check out their site today to see some very interesting Caledonia images of a $1.6 million home for sale along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Scroll down to see real estate at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight, with spotty sprinkles possible, and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, the month of your birth influences your chances of becoming a professional athlete. According to Australian researchers, it also has to do with geography. They studied the seasonal patterns of population health and found by analyzing the birthdays of professional Australian Football League players that a disproportionate number were born in the early months of the year. Unlike in the UK, the Australian school year begins in January. The study correlates with findings in the UK, where the school year starts in September, that autumn babies are more likely to succeed in sports. local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball on WRJN. That's right. We've got our tradition of high school sports continuing this Thursday night with Wistosha Central at Waterford. The pregame's at 6:30. The tip-off's at 7. Dick Rasefa has the call of the game. And remember, you can see our entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
Hey!
and Come and Get Your Love on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Join WRJN in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2, and he's got some great interviews and stories with some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. You can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com. By the way, Marcus is with a K. Dan Marcus Wax Museum.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN.
just getting loose. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Well, here's something we haven't heard in the forecast for a while. Sprinkles and rain. Sprinkles tonight and then rain after 2 a.m. Cloudy with a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny and 45. Maybe more rain on Wednesday.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice
on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me top. You be right down there looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump hosted